I won't let go.
I'd like to start to be mechazik, especially as we begin the depth of being in the middle of the Zman. It's always important to start over. It's always important to strengthen ourselves. And Baruch Hashem, one of the themes of this shir and the themes of the yeshiva in general, as we have in the entrance to the Beis Medrash, and that theme is Kol HaPoisel B'Mumoy Poisel, which means that when you see something in somebody else, it is really a deficiency in you. As we've been speaking, especially these parshias, with the mistakes of the brothers in Yosef, the relationship between the brothers and Yosef, the mistake of the relationship with Yosef and the brothers, according to their level, of course. And it's a Maisa Avos Siman Labanim for the Jewish people. We know the greatest challenge that the Jewish people have had and continue to have, that is the difficulty of ahavas chinam, to love each other more. Sinas chinam, the reason we're still in galus is because of baseless hatred. The reason we're still in galus, the brothers of Yosef, and Yosef, of course, according to their level, the asara, haruge malchus, that we read on Yom Kippur, and we read on Tisha B'Av, the 10 tzaddikim are in connection to the 10 brothers, right? Binyamin was not involved in the selling of Yosef. Yosef himself was not involved in the selling of Yosef. So it leaves to 10 brothers. And the 10 Haruge Malchus, we know, are in response to the, or a consequence to the brother selling one brother, selling another brother, hating another brother. When we look at another Jew and we chas v'shalom hate somebody else, it's hating our brother. As we hear the Yishma'elim asking, the cousins asking for the last kav, they're baiting, they're davening for the last kav. You guys know that the Chazon Ish said, what are they davening for? So the Gemara says that there are 10 Kabin. Rabbi Shik, you ever heard this? Chazanish says, right? The Gemara in Kedushin says there are 10 Kabin of Znus, promiscuity came into the world, and 9 of them, that's why the Arabs have so many wives, that's why they abuse their wives. What? They're Olam Haba. They'll kill themselves for the prize of whatever the prize is. So once someone asked, right? So 10 amounts, kabin of promiscuity came to the world, and the Arabs took 9 out of 10. And it's true. The Arab world took 9 out of 10, right? You're going, right? What? Ready for this one? Someone once asked the Chazanish when they heard the, what's it called? The muezzin. That when they daven 5 times a day. You guys hear it at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? So someone asked the Chazanish, what are they davening for? So he said in Yiddish, they're bait, which means to daven, baiting for the last kav. They're davening for one more kav. They have 9, they want another one. So that's what they're davening. What? Yeah. They're davening for the last kav. That's what they're davening for. Why did I just interrupt myself for that?
Friends, well, hating another Jew, hating another brother.
Right. Right.
Because the 10 brothers, maybe?
Okay, yeah, I don't know where I was saying. Yeah, I know, but it was. I wouldn't just say it. Okay.
I think maybe it was specifically the opposite. They say we shouldn't hate on the other brothers.
I don't remember. I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, the bottom line is that we, as we've been talking. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. That's why. Thank you. This is what I was gonna say. It's not the Arabs who are our problem. It's not Mamdani, the wacko Mamdani, who's an anti-Semite. He's an anti-Semite. He's a Shiite Muslim, and Shiite Muslims don't believe in their religion. This is not a political thing. Look into Shiite 12er Muslim. You don't have to look at politics. It's not about being whether you're a liberal or you're a conservative. For all the liberal Jews out there, Hashem Yirachem, for all the liberal Jews out there, for a liberal Jew even if you are a liberal Jew, look up what a 12 Shiite Muslim believes in. He believes be'etzem in the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, of the Jewish people. That's one of their, that's one of, forget about politics. Yeah, that what, Rabbi Lazarus? Klal Yisrael. So what's the pshat? It's not Mamdani. It's us. It's the Jews against the Jews. It's the brothers against the brothers. What could me and you do here? Yes, it's good to go. It's good to go and fight. However, you can fight according to your koiches against the enemy of the Jewish people. The best way to fight against the enemy of the Jewish people is to love your brother more. And when I say love your brother more, I'm not even talking about your figurative brother. I'm talking about your literal brother. To have more achdus in your home, in your family, with your children, with your parents, with your siblings, with your cousins. I don't mean those cousins. With your cousins. And I'm not giving anybody mussar. I'm mamish not giving anybody mussar. But Klal Yisrael's greatness is... you're back? Are you back? You came back? Okay. Welcome back, Avram Aaron. We missed you. Welcome back. The love, and how do we do that? So the reason I was saying is that I decided, I think from yesterday, thank you, Reb Zev. Reb Zev has been with us right in front of me the whole time. Reb Zev. 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 Reb Zev The Gemara says on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Pasuk says that they threw Yosef. It's like a crazy thing. They took their brother and they threw him. The Pasuk says, Vayashlichu oto habora. They sent Yosef into the pit. Vahabar reik. And the pit was empty. And what does it say? Ein by mayim. Very, right? So anyone who has a head, when he reads a pasuk, what's the kasha? You said that it's pit. The pit is empty. So why are you saying ein bo mayim? It's empty. If ein bo mayim, if it's empty, then, I'm sorry, if it's reik, so then ein bo mayim. It doesn't have water. So the Gemara says, what's the lesson? The lesson says it's empty, but it wasn't fully empty. It didn't have water, but it had other things. What did it have? Snakes and scorpions. V'habar reik ein bo mayim. Aval nechashim v'akrom yeshbo. When you are empty, when you have emptiness in you, when I have emptiness in me, then I have snakes and scorpions. Snakes and scorpions do what? They bite. Snakes and scorpions, they have venom. The snake is compared to what? To Lashon Hara. The snake is Lashon Hara. When I'm empty, what do? I find fault in others. When I'm full, when I'm busy with myself, when I'm building myself, and I'm not empty, and I fill myself up with love, when I fill myself up with chachma, when I fill myself up with my friends, when I don't stay empty, then nechashim v'akravim, I get rid of my snakes and scorpions. And there's a very, very, very challenging thing for all of us, and that's why we're Reb Zev, I was mentioning you, because one of the most powerful things that a person can do is he can learn Hilchos Lashon Hara every day, and we could talk about it. Because when you begin to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, what happens is you stop looking at other people and you begin to focus on yourself. And you realize that your demons and your snakes and scorpions have nothing to do with other people. That doesn't mean that other people didn't hurt you. That doesn't mean that other people are excused for hurting you or have hurt you. But when a person realizes that it's my business, we'll call it, as the prayer goes, Hashem, and I don't say this enough, grant me the serenity to accept the people who I cannot change. The courage, and I added, and humility to change the person to change the person who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. I am the person that I need to focus on, not because I'm selfish, but because my job in this world is to take care of me. My job in this world is to take care of myself, because if I take care of myself, then I can take care of other people. If I take care of myself to the degree that I take care of myself, to the degree. If you take care of yourself 40%, you can take care of your wife 40%. And you can take care of your kids 40%. If you take care of yourself 90%, you can overflow 90% to other people. Why am I so happy that Yisrael's here? Yisrael Rosenberg. Why am I so happy that Vicky Avigdor Waldman is here? Why am I so happy that Vicky is here? Why am I so happy that Mordechai Rosenbluth is here? I like this triangle. And I'm happy, like I said yesterday, I'm happy that everybody is here. But when there are people who are here and our mission, one of our missions in yeshiva, one of the missions in the yeshiva, which I think is parallel to the mission of Judaism and Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. This is not something new. I did not make up something new. I'm not making up anything new. Is that we are in a generation, we are in the door of Mashiach, we are at the time of Geula, and it's a time where we all have the ability to really, really heal, to heal our wounds, to heal my wounds. And the only way to heal your wound, the only way to heal your wound is im ein ani li mi li, which means I need to be there for myself. Now, as I've said many, many, many times, I can have other people help me be there for myself. I could have other people, and I need other people to help me heal. But my focus needs to be, if I want to be the best person who I can be, if I want to be me, my ultimate me, I need help from others, but I am the captain of my ship. I am the one, if I am Reik, and I have Nechashim V'Akravim, if I have snakes and scorpions, I need to say, how much time do I spend talking about other people? How much time do I spend focusing on other people? How much time do I spend in the business of other people? The Hilchos Lashon Hara teaches me two things. It teaches me, number one, that what I see in somebody else, when I see negativity in somebody else, as we all know, when you point one finger at one person, you have three fingers pointing back at yourself. You point your finger at one person, you have three fingers pointing at yourself. That's number one. Number two is that I don't have time to speak about somebody else. I don't have time to be in someone else's business. I have so much work to do on myself. And I have so much to build within myself. Because we give what we have. We give what we have. If I have hatred within myself, when I have hatred within myself, then I give over that nechashim v'akravim to everybody else. I see the glasses I put on are my own glasses. When I myself have not healed, then I will affect and hurt other people, hurt people for that reason. And like Yehuda said, healed people heal people. We all want to be people here. That's a beautiful thought. So we're going to start right now, and I don't mind discussing a little bit. I'm going to start the book that we use in the yeshiva is Purity of Speech, just because I think it's not better than any book, right? Because that would be Lashon Hara. To say this is the best book in Lashon Hara, that would be Lashon Hara. You know that. If I said this book is the best book in Lashon Hara, that could be Lashon Hara. It could be. I said it could be Lashon Hara. I would not say that. Yeah, I'm saying I would not say that. Why? Because what do I have to compare? Comparison is the thief of joy. I think this is a very special book. I think it's very simple, and I think it helps me learn the halachas. And we're going to learn the first halacha today, and that is day one. And it says like this: we know that Lashon Hara is derogatory speech about a fellow Jew, and speech that can harm another Jew. People think that Lashon Hara is that it's, but it's true. That is what Lashon Hara is. Oh, it's true. Yeah, that is what Lashon Hara is. Otherwise, it's motzi shemra. The more people you talk to, the more listeners there are, the greater the aveira. Why? If you're in a room where you tell five people Lashon Hara, it's worse. Why? Because number one, you're causing more people to listen to Lashon Hara. Number two, because the person you are talking about will be more degraded if more people know about whatever you're saying. Also, if two people relay the Lashon Hara, let's say I come over and I say, did you hear about Yankel dot, dot, dot? And then someone else comes and says, yeah, did you hear about Yankel dot, dot, dot? It's even more. Why? Because the more people repeat the Lashon Hara, the more readily it will be accepted by the listeners. And then just for last thing on that, on the Lashon Hara, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Parsha if we get there, which is the Parsha. The Parsha is to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara, is that anybody who speaks Lashon Hara to you about somebody else will talk to somebody else Lashon Hara about you. Again, someone's talking to you, and they say, yeah, Yosef, me and Yosef, trust me, yeah, we're buddies, but that guy, I go to that guy also, and I say, talk about Yosef. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara usually speaks Lashon Hara. So be very, very careful. Number two, the second thing is that our job, as best as we can, is to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. To go ahead and to say that I'll never speak Lashon Hara, I don't know if a person could say that. But what we can do is, we can learn the halachas every day, as the Chavetz Chaim promises. If I learn the halachas, it'll help me not want to speak anything negative. And I think part of the reason is, because mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, oev yamim lirois toiv. The more I focus in myself, and I stop focusing on, and I want to say something also very, very important. You have to be careful of the news that you hear, the news that you watch. Viggy, I'd like you to say something. Mordechai, Yisrael, you guys could say something. Because one of the powers of a person learning to be koivish, how interesting is it? Yehuda, you had a question? How interesting is it? You had a question? Okay, there are halachas of venting. So like I said, if anyone wants to talk and vent to Ari Garfield, you could vent to Ari Garfield. If anybody wants to vent, you can. You could vent to Avram Fisher. You could vent to him. He knows. Avram knows the halachas. He knows the halachas. Many of you as well. Many of you. Yosef Schwartz. You can, Yosef Schwartz. Right? You have to know who you could speak to. And Yehuda, you're 100% right. It's important to have people who you can vent to. It's very important to know that you have people that you can vent to. How interesting is it? I want to talk about Binyamin. I want to talk about Yosef. Yosef and Binyamin, Rachel's children. Yosef is a tzaddik, and Binyamin is a tzaddik. Yosef and Binyamin are tzaddikim. I want to talk about Yosef himself didn't sell anybody, and Binyamin didn't sell anybody. Now it's interesting to note, v'habar reik ein boi mayim, avon nechash v'akram, and from either Mordechai or Yisrael or Vicky or for anyone for that matter, but I'm emphasizing you three. If anybody wants to join, they can. How ironic is it that the sinas chinam and hatred of somebody else also is devoid of somebody who doesn't give in to their desires. Yosef HaTzadik is Vayimain. Vayimain. Yosef HaTzadik went against this week. Eishes Potifar. And the Medrash says that they would lock a frame around his head. They would have beautiful women in front of him. And they would force his eyes open. And they would tease him with his desires. And Yosef HaTzadik, who never sold a brother, Binyamin HaTzadik, who's known never to be choyte, are the same people who also have avas chinam, the love for somebody else. How interesting is it? V'chulam mekablim aleihem ol malchu shamayim ze mizeh. Why does Judaism and accepting a relationship with Hashem and strengthening myself of the bar reik ein boi mayim, which mayim represents Torah chachma, Gershon Levi Hatzadik, you guys know Gershon. Gershon's a big tzaddik. Gershon's a big tzaddik. And I want to tell you something. We just learned in Mishlei that when you have chachma, when your head is empty without Hashem, without Torah, without chachma, and you're just giving into your desires, what happens? Nechashim v'akravim yeshbo. You're going to be angry. You're going to be cynical. V'chula mekabim aleim omachu shemayim. When we learned it last night in Mesil Yesharim, anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, the Gemara, it's a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Is kilu kafar be'ikr. I got into a fight. I don't think it's Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Is it Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara? I don't think it's Lashon Hara. I don't think it's Lashon Hara. I could say it. Anyone who was around, there was a guy with the dog and blah, blah, blah. And I went to tell him. It was a little bit, got a little bit heated. And he was telling me, he was yelling at me, telling me that you're a kofer, you're a kofer. The guy was yelling at me, saying that I don't believe in God. And he was yelling at me. That's what he was telling me. He says, Ata Rav, because I told him, you got to keep your dog, right? Minashmahim, the dog, right, represents Lashon Hara, whatever. Got to figure out, right, the dog. That's why maybe we're learning it right now to get the dog out of here, right? Yeah, pit bull. Yeah, whoa, we're getting the pit bull out of here. And I was protecting and saying, get your pit bull out of here. It's a dangerous dog. And the guy got angry at me. He's like, ata koifer. And know what I said? I said, nachon, that's a dick. You're right. I didn't get upset at him. I was like, you're right, just get your dog out of here. What my relationship with God, you're 100% right. Why was I comfortable to say that? Why was I comfortable to say, God forbid, I believe in Hashem and I have Yerushalayim. But we learned last night, anybody who speaks Lashon Hara is Koifer Biker. Why is that? The Chavetz Chaim says, if you ever get upset at anybody, it means there's a weakness in your belief in God. Why? Because once you believe that everything happens for a reason, and you're exactly supposed to get exactly what you're supposed to get, and you believe in Hashem, right? Why is the 12 steps starts with, right, God, letting go, God, they happen to be a higher power? No, because if there is no higher power, is if there is no chachma, ooh, David, I like it already. If there is no chachma, I'll get to you in a second, David. If there is no chachmas Hashem, kno fear, you know who inspired me, you know, in the sweatshirts? Kno fear, kno Hashem, no fear. You know God, I'm not afraid of anybody. Nobody could hurt you. Only Hashem can hurt you. Oh, you're upset that Hashem hurt you? Good, that's a good kasha. That's a good question. You're upset that Hashem hurt you? What, you don't think if your mother hurt you, you couldn't have somebody else who hurt you? If you think that Rebbe hurt you, you can't have someone else hurt you? Hashem has many ways. Harbe drachim, harbe shluchim lamakom. So the reason someone who speaks Lashon Hara is kofer be'ikr, is the pshat, because he doesn't believe. Otherwise, it's all from Hashem. It's not from you. A guy comes and slaps you in the face. The Arizal was said, if a person would know that everything's from Hashem and this, and he'd realize how holy it is that he gets a kaparas avonos, so he'd say, yeah, come embarrass me, come slap me, all good, it's all from Hashem. Nobody can hurt me. Nobody can hurt me. David Goggins, right? You guys know David Goggins? You got to be careful to read David Goggins. I am delighted. There's a part of me that likes David Goggins. But he has a book that I think is called You Can't Hurt Me. You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. Nobody can hurt me. It's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. So how ironic is it? The tzaddik who's connected to Hashem has love for the Jewish people. You'll never find any tzaddik from the Jewish people who ever lived who didn't love the Jews the most. Why? How does that work? Bein adam la'makom, bein adam la'chavero. They go together. You can't have one without the other. If you're giving in to your desires, I don't mean to say this about anybody, but that's why I need Morty, Viggy, and Yisrael to help me out over here. If you're giving in to your desires, that's not your biggest problem. That's not your biggest problem. Your alcohol is not your biggest problem. Your gambling is not your biggest problem. Your smoking, for this generation smoking, not the smoking cigarettes. That also, but that's not what I'm saying. A person giving in, being on his phone, a person being addicted to certain things, that's not your problem. You know what your problem is? Your problem is habar reik. you're empty. And I guarantee you, you're angry at people. I guarantee you, you're going to talk Lashon Hara about people. I guarantee you, there's inner stuff that you have not healed from. Not in a negative way. That's just reality. That's the reality. David Gottesman, everybody. One more time.
Someone has someone close to them passes away. How can you be sad?
So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says you are 100% right. The Svarno says you're 100% right. We are human beings. We have feelings. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, all the Mefarshim who talk in the Parshas Re'ei of Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, Lo Tiskoydedu. There's an Isser to cut yourself like the Derech of the Amorites, that they used to cut themselves and pull out their hair and hurt themselves when someone passed away. So you're not allowed to do that. It's an Isser in the Torah to do that. And the Svarim explain, because in depth, in reality, there's nothing really to be upset about, and that neshama goes to, the neshama is going back home, and in reality, you're not supposed to really be upset, just you can't live like that because we would seem to be cruel people. But we believe that the neshama is everything. We believe and we know that the neshama is everything. This world is only a transient, very temporary world, and this is not where it's at. And if somebody, God forbid, passes away, someone close to us, and nobody should have pain and mourning and any of that, but we know as Jews, and we know that we believe that the neshama is alive and well, and that's the Iker. And Be'etzem, you're 100% right, David. 100% right. Is that we know it's from Hashem, and when a person knows what's from Hashem, and this world is not where it's at, it's the next world. Again, now, as far as an emotional level, a person, we're not on that level. But we know it. Right. So obviously, it's a very high level, and we shouldn't have to deal with that. We shouldn't have to deal with these, with anyone, shouldn't have to deal with that. But in essence, David, you're 100% right. We know as the Jewish people, as where the Iker is, this is the Olam HaSheker, that's the Olam HaMS. And you're right, it's very hard emotionally to know that if someone hurt me, it's from Hashem. But that's the truth. That's the truth.
So why can we question Hashem, right? You're allowed to question with money,
right? Right. So I don't know where it says you can't question Hashem. You can have a conversation with Hashem. You could talk to Hashem. You can have whatever it is, your relationship with Hashem, to work it through. And that's a very good level to be on, that a person accepts the fact that nobody can hurt me. Nobody can hurt me. It's Hashem who is giving me messages, and Hashem doesn't want to hurt me either. Hashem doesn't want to hurt me. Sometimes I need to go through whatever I need to go through. But in essence, you're 100% right. Okay, yeah, go. Bensi. Isaac, sorry. Bensi.
Just a quick question. Who would Rebbe say is better off? The person who's completely intellectual or the person who's completely emotional?
I have to think about that question. I think that they're both needed. Hashem gave us a brain, and Hashem gave us. They asked the question. What's more important, your heart or your brain?
That's why I'm not saying. Go. That's why I'm asking.
They're both equally. You need your chachma and you need your emotion. You need your chachma. You need both your chachma and you need the emotion. Chachma. I'm gonna go with chachma because chachma is chachma. Bina, you'll speak to the Kabbalist over here, Reuven Yona. You'll speak to him about Chachma and Bina. I wouldn't worry about that. That's a more practical thing that we, a lot of us, have to deal with our emotions. Emotions is different than giving into your desires. I'm happy you're saying that, Bensi. The reason a lot of people give into their desires is why, Betsy, what am I going to say? Because it's emotional. It's not so much the chachma. My intellect can know healing. Person can know what's right and what's not right, but I keep on giving in to my desires. Anybody who escapes knows that I don't want to escape, but emotionally I might be missing something. My chachma, now again, I have to build my chachma as well. You guys want to say something? I know it's getting late. Yes, Isaac. And then we'll wrap up.
You know, the adding from the rabbi was saying, but the whole bowering and the mind.
Yeah.
And the rabbi was saying that when there's no mind, then there's the chashim nekrovim.
Right.
I remember once I asked the rabbi a question, and the rabbi was saying, sur merav asay tov.
Right.
Asay tov, and then you'll be sur merav.
Exactly, exactly.
You fulfill yourself with the
exactly. Rabbi. The chedush yarim, very good. Isaac, very good, Isaac. Beautiful. It says, Chazal, the Medrash says, imasisa chavilois shel averos. If you did a lot of averos, you know how you do tshuva? Asei kenegdan chavilois shel mitzvahs. You want to do tshuva? What's the first line when you daven Shemoneh Esrei in tshuva? Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Do something good. Do something good. Okay, one of you, you want to say something? Biggie, come on. Got nothing to say? Yisrael, Morty?
Baruch Hashem on the problem, because if I was the problem, there would be no solution.
One more time, say that again.
Baruch Hashem on the problem, because if I wasn't the problem, then there'd be no solution.
Tight.
Nice. That what? Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Which reminds me, thank you, Mordechai. Which reminds me, Mordechai is the one who told me the quote, no Hashem, no fear. No fear, no Hashem. Which is the same thing. Because when you're afraid of yourself and you're afraid of life, as the Bali Musar say, if I'm afraid of Hashem, and I'm only afraid of Hashem, then I'm not afraid of anybody else. If I'm afraid of everybody else, then I'm lacking in my being fearful. And when I say afraid, not that Hashem is going to punish me, but I have a relationship with Hashem. When I know Hashem. Viggy? Come on, Viggy. Nothing? No thought? No thought on what I was saying?
No pressure.
I can say one thing. Yeah. It has nothing to do with anything. Just on the, I think it's important. She brought up last night, this is not on recovery or anything. The Shemir Solution thing, it's very important. And it says in there, I know very well where it says it. It says that, as a matter of fact, you should tell and vent to someone.
Right.
But make sure it's someone who's careful with Shemir Solution.
Exactly.
Because that person... And if, let's say, I'm the person, or if you go over to that person, then he won't go and spread it to 10 other people. And you should also listen to it, because if you don't listen and keep cutting them off because it's Lashon Hara, he'll just go tell 10 other people.
Right. So you're actually helping what Vicky's saying, is that when you listen
but
to
you should
someone,
try and
to release your anger or whatever you might have at the other person. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Light up tomorrow with today.